This is Dr. Mejia, the chairman for the patient for Haynes, H-A-Y-N-E-S, medical records 114419. There were 226-1963, referring physician Dr. Jeffrey Carr, procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedures, biopsy, state of the procedure November 9, 2022. Indications, history of colon polyp, history of terminal ileitis, possible diagnosis, impression 1, terminal ileitis. Number 2, right side colitis up to transverse colon. Next number, internal hemorrhoids. Next number, diverticulosis coli. Next number, 2 colon polyps removed, per paragraph. Death of insertion, cecum terminal ileum, complications non immediately. Medication as per monitor anesthesia care, per paragraph. Proper procedures per colonoscopy template, per paragraph. Terminal ileum was also examined, period. Findings and rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, period. The rectum, diminutive polyp, erythematous, 3 millimeters, co biopsy, polypectomy performed, period. Prior up. Sigma descending colon, scattered diverticulosis present, period. The sigmoid colon, diminutive polyp, 3 millimeters, pale co biopsy, polypectomy performed, period. Prior up. Splenic flexure, pianoma, period. Prior up. In the transverse colon, hepatic flexure, ascending colon, and cecum, there is subepithelial hemorrhages and superficial ulcerations with erosions, period. Throughout biopsies taken from the transverse colon, ascending colon, and cecum, pure paragraph. Terminal ileum appears erythematous as well as with superficial ulcerations and nodularity. Multiple biopsies were taken, pure paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports number 2, and 3, inflammation, sorry, follow pathology reports number 2, avoid NSAIDs number 3, high fiber diet. Next number, for the purposes of colon polyp, he will need a repeat colonoscopy in 5 years, period. We would order a CT enterography for evaluation of the rest of the small bowel, period. For the recommendations will be based on pathology reports, period.